I was a 24-year-old seminarian, and I had finished the first couple of months of my seminary education, and then it was Thanksgiving, and I flew home to Nebraska, and I gathered with my family, and it was 15 to 20 people, and we gathered around this table and kind of some side tables in our family room of one of my aunts, and as we gathered around that table, and we all stood up, and we were going to say our prayer, and my uncle said, "Why doesn't Kurt lead it this year? Why doesn't he say grace?" I was surprised. First of all, I had gone to Thanksgiving dinner for the previous 23 years, and some distinguished member of my family had offered the prayer. I was also surprised because I had not done any preparation for this moment. And it was, I was standing there with all of these people that I know and love, and they were expecting me to come up with some profound words of prayer before an important meal of our family. I figured it out. I offered something. I can't say that it was profound in any way, but I offered something, and every year since, I have offered the prayer at Thanksgiving dinner. This last Christmas, I was at my in-laws for our first Christmas together, and I sat down at the table, and they said, "Kurt will lead us in prayer." It's kind of consistent that at some point, if you choose this line of work and you have made this choice, you are going to be asked to pray at a variety of different events. You're going to be, it's going to be dinners. It could be breakfast. It could be a meeting. It could be a football game. It could be so many different things. And sometimes they will tell you beforehand. And other times you will find out as the prayer is about to be spoken. It still makes me a little bit nervous to think about those things. Because I never feel like I have the words that should be put into a prayer at that time. I'm a little nervous because I have met people who have a gift for being able to weave words together to really capture the moment that is being put out there. And they're wonderful, and I love them, and they are great people. But I'm not one of them. So when I'm asked to say these prayers, I'm a little anxious and wondering if I'm the right person. I have a feeling that a lot of people feel that way because they have heard prayers, spoken prayers. You've heard prayers from our prayer book, and you've heard prayers from people who have written them in books, and they've spent years working on these prayers, smoothing them out, crafting them to be perfect. And you never think that you can meet that threshold of what they've given. I like the Book of Common Prayer, and I consider it to be a special book. And there's a prayer in there that's my favorite. It's an evening prayer in the Compline service. It's on page 134, and it is this one. "Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen." This prayer is great, but it's also been a prayer for 1,000 years. And people have edited it and maneuvered it, and it catches what we want to say when we're going to sleep. Prayer is a very powerful instrument, but it's really about communication. Communication is something that is a communication with God. This is what our Book of Common Prayer defines it as: responding to God by thought and by deeds, with or without words. prayer is communication. And this is when I was in elementary school, we learned about communication. Maybe some of you also learned about education at some point in your academic life. And they drew some picture like this up there on the board. And it said that a communication involves, you say something, you give a message, and then you actually have to, there's a person on the other side of the communication that will give you some feedback going back the other direction. It's a circle, and that's what communication is. Am I the only one that heard this when I was in school? Yes? A few of you? Possibly back here in the choir? Yeah. This is a consistent theme of communication is that it actually requires something to be a message being given, but also it involves listening. And that's what prayer, we think of prayer as being these written words that we say, let's say before a meal, or prayers that we find in our prayer book, or prayers that we say before certain events. It's prayers that we say every Sunday. But prayer is more than that. Because prayer is also the other part of that communication loop. It's about listening. So the first thing I want you to remember about prayer is that it is communication. It's more about listening than speaking. It's the first truth of this prayer life. The second thing I want you to know about prayer is that it isn't for God. It's actually meant to transform us. We can get so tied into creating the actual perfect prayer that we never actually say a prayer. Because we think that it's going to show God where we are in our lives. That we, if we don't construct a perfect understanding of the world around us, that God will not respond to our prayer. But the reality is that as we are honest in our communication with God, if we are feeling what we feel in our hearts and then expressing it, we can hear something that will change our lives. And that's what prayer is all about. It's not about proving something to God. It's about how it's going to transform who we are in our soul. The third thing I want you to know about prayer is that the message that you hear, the feedback that you get, what you gain from listening, must pass the love test. Presiding Bishop Michael Curry says this often. It's his mantra. He keeps coming back to it. He said, if it's not about love, it's not about God. We can often hear things as we are debating things and thinking about things and reflecting on things that will help us achieve something at the expense of others. And we can say, oh, well, that's God's message to me. But the reality is if it's not about love, it's not from God. So as you're thinking about prayer, these three rules that I'm putting out here, it has to pass this test. It has to be something important in your life. So these three things. It's more about listening than speaking. It is meant to transform us. And God's message, that what you hear, must pass the love test. Those three things are important principles of prayer and things that you can integrate into your life. Easy? No. Prayer is very challenging. Now, there are some people who will tell you that prayer they're great at prayer. Those are the people that you want to avoid when learning about prayer. If they think they've got it all figured out and prayer is just amazing and they don't struggle with it, they're not the ones you want to learn from. Because the reality is prayer is a challenging activity. There might be times when you're in a prayer activity, when you are sharing your feelings with God, whether it's in words or not, and you are listening and hearing back something in return, There are times when it is amazing. Congratulations. But then there will be times when it feels stale, or it feels old, or it feels like it's not going anywhere, that you're stumbling along. And that's a reality. Prayer continues to, you need to continue to learn new ways, to try new things, to be alive in prayer. It requires the opportunity to, at times, think about how you might want to seek out some counsel from a friend or a clergy person or a spiritual director or any of these ways in order to find out how you can better engage in prayer. Because I'm going to tell you, it's worth it. Because prayer, if you can work on it, if you can move along a path toward becoming better at it, prayer can change your life. It can make you reach closer to fulfillment. It can give you the inspiration to do the things that will change the world around you. And for that, it's totally worth making an effort to take it into your life. Many of you pray on a regular basis, and I am thankful for that. I pray on a regular basis, but I'm still learning. I'm still struggling. I still have good days and bad days. It's the way it works. But try this week to set aside 10 minutes every day and think about how you might offer your thoughts in whatever words you want to use, and then take as much time to listen and hear where God is leading you, where God is pushing you, where God wants you to be. That is a powerful prayer. Amen.